We're not counting down from 20.
What?
Use your words. The alderman can legally take bribes, and because it's legal, it's not even called bribes.
Right.
If you want to build,
it's just called a gift.
If you want to build, develop in an alderman's part of town,
yeah,
it's up to the alderman to approve you or not. And the alderman could straight say, without breaking any laws, sure, you could build it. Give me $100,000.
Right. I don't get a taste. I don't get my beak
and
wet.
And it's completely legal.
I don't necessarily believe
right,
it.
Right, because
I
mean, you love covering up for fucking government pieces of
no,
shit.
No, I don't know what... I just don't know what
we
you're talking
about. You had a chance
about.
To clean up this town.
Right.
It's because well, you don't want
to
know.
You opted
Wendy
to
was
vote
not gonna
for the machine.
Win. Wendy
you,
was not going to win.
You never know.
I voted against
not
the
if you don't vote
on the ballot.
Right.
On the,
not right. if you don't vote for
you can't
her.
Win
she's
if
definitely
you don't
not
going
to win. Right. No, you're right. I just, I bitched out. I didn't
Why
does
your sticker say, I voted 2022?
That's not what
it is. So you didn't vote. That's your sticker from last year, you kept. No. In a scrapbook of some sorts, I imagine?
Is that your voting sweatshirt?
You have you ever, in a scrapbook, taken a flower and flattened inside the scrapbook?
Yeah.
You
have
done
that? Well, I did that recently on my honeymoon.
Pray tell.
Well, it was just like a little piece of lavender. Oh. We were at the special place, Casa La Siesta, where we took that Hemingway book, the For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and, that's why I couldn't have that copy.
Yeah, that's why you couldn't have the copy.
It was so it's actually special.
Yeah.
I see.
There was a piece of lavender.
I'm going to take it either way, but...
No.
We're here with a special guest today, DB.
Well, welcome to the pod, DB.
Hey, welcome to the pod, DB.
It's good to be here.
Hey.
Should we do the opening? Do you know how to do the opening? Guy? Don't he say doesn't. His name yet. Do you know how to do it?
Bad boys.
Well, no. Just like what wrestling. You say. Like, I do it, and then he goes, I'm DB. And he goes, I'm Sammy. And then you go, I'm PD.
Oh, okay.
All
you right? start then.
Right. Yeah.
Burn, burn. Darren out. Feel free to clap, mate. Burn, burn. Darren out. Burn, burn. Darren out. Welcome to the Bad Boys of Wrestling Podcast. Who am I here with today?
I'm DB.
And it's me, Sammy.
I'm PD.
And it's me, Mickey. I'm all out of energy. That's all I got, boys. Right. You guys take it from here.
That was pretty good.
So, PD, you're new to the podcast.
I'm new. I'm, you know, long time listener.
Well,
first
I
time.
Guess my first question yes. would be, why should my audience trust you? Why should I trust you? Who the fuck are you?
You know, just a regular guy. You know, I've got regular guy opinions. Just
white opinions.
White, regular white.
regular
wasp,
white opinions.
You know,
sick. Hell
come
yeah.
from a very prominent family.
That's right.
Hell yeah,
that's
brother.
Right. Yeah, finally, you DB know. Has an ally here with him.
That's right.
Another
right.
full
I'm glad we got into
right.
it so early.
Palestine yeah. is winning.
right. That's what. Hey, two things can be true. We can. The war crimes can be wrong, and we can still...
And the campus, you know, protesters are the greatest threat to
right.
Jewish
right.
lives.
Those two ideas right. can be, you know, held in one
right.
brain.
The Nazis would blush.
Right, yeah.
Looking at these college protesters.
That, I mean, they're angry.
Yeah.
They're vicious.
Because they're so full of dangerous ideas.
Right.
Like, the pen is mightier than the sword.
That's what they say.
And college kids are mightier than jihad terrorists.
That's right.
In my opinion, not the podcast. So where are we at? What's going on in the news this week? I saw a fucking Hyde from That 70s Show got in trouble or something? Oh, no. That was a wild. No, my bad.
We covered this.
Okay,
Are you a fan of That 70s Show, Petey?
No, but the guy who plays Red is like a neighbor.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
No.
And does he act like Red?
Not. I mean, he's kind of an asshole. Kurtwood Smith. Yeah. Yeah.
Love.
He
Kurtwood.
Was.
He's kind of an asshole.
Pray tell me. Well, he's.
I wouldn't want anything less.
My dad is on the board of a like theater in Glendale. We're talking about Glendale, California.
Yeah.
Here, for right. those who don't know, it's
this is
the largest diaspora of Armenians. Artsakh strong for those who care.
What else?
Well, careful, because we have a large Armenian.
No, I'm right. I'm not here pro Turkey, pro Azerbaijan. Absolutely not. Nagorno Karabakh is Artsakh. Okay,
I don't think
it's Nagorno Karabakh. I don't recognize
don't
that.
Don't get it twisted.
I got twisted.
Do not get
bad.
It twisted. Okay, I'm deep on these issues.
All right,
but anyway, my dad's on this board of this theater company that's like they do mostly like Shakespearean stuff, and Kirkwood is also on the board. And I don't really have any great stories with it, just that my dad was kind of like, he's pretty brusque. He's pretty brusque.
Oh. Can you guys use that word to describe me?
I would say you're brisk.
Brisk.
Like the iced tea.
Yeah, you're a hibiscus brisk. You're a hibiscus brisk.
Not brusque?
Nah, you know, you could grow into it.
What would you say?
Standoffish.
What would you say brusque means? Standoffish?
Well, maybe. Oh, well, Kurt, kind of. You know, Kurtwood.
Kurtwood
Smith.
He's a little Kurt.
He's a little Kurtwood.
He's a little Kurt.
He's going to put a foot up your ass.
That's
Do you
right.
think at the meetings they're like, all right, drop the stick for 1 second?
Right. We've all seen the show. We love the character.
Yeah.
Right.
We're trying to run a theater.
Yeah, right. drop it.
Save for the stage, buddy.
Yeah. Of course you killed it in the ranch.
Of course.
Spoiler alert, he died of cancer in the ranch.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
I can't remember. We love the ranch, though.
Yeah.
We love that 70s show.
And all its cast members.
Ashton Kutcher, you guys are super fans.
I mean.
I do love that
him and Mila are
And then
together.
He brought the trucker hat back.
Yeah, that was
very
so
important.
Cool.
Whatever.
That was a cool moment.
I mean, would I die for him? Sure. But that has nothing to do with this. What else?
Why did I
eat a whole pound of corned beef right before we recorded?
No, it was 4 ounces.
I
was
know
four
better
ounces,
than that.
4 ounces. It was a quarter.
Yeah, but
pound.
I also had a full barrel of the pretzel cubes that had peanut butter inside it.
No.
Right before I came to the store today.
That one of those big tubs?
You ate a whole barrel?
That, like a clear
that,
barrel?
That probably more explains your fullness than the sandwich.
Right, right.
Well,
that was probably 3,200 calories.
That's one man's opinion.
That's a
that's the back of the
estimate.
Bag's opinion,
yeah.
too.
That's one man's opinion. Whatever.
They say one tub is never enough, you know?
Once you pop, you can't cop. All right. Should we talk about what hot Nikes are coming out, or what are we doing?
Yeah, are you a ball guy?
I'm a big ball guy. Love ball.
Oh, should we all split a minoxidil? I got bald pills. Are they working? I haven't started taking them yet.
Yeah, looking good.
Thank you.
Looking really thick.
I need a shave.
Looking thick.
Not here.
Yeah, here.
No.
Yajir.
No. Do it at home.
What's something fun but light we could talk about, Petey?
You know,
But full.
I mean.
Light, full.
Situation in Gaza obviously comes
That's
to mind.
That's pretty good.
Right.
DB's a Gaza boy. Don't do that.
Is there?
Does DB want to get super personal on the pod?
Does wrestling ever get discussed these days?
No.
Do we even attempt to talk about it?
Logan
Paul just won in Saudi Arabia.
Right. USA Network champion. Here's some hot drum.
Great.
Not so much for new guy.
Rey Mysterio.
Right, right.
Chet. Banks hasn't texted us all week in the wrestling group chat. So last night I hit him up with some fighting words I knew he would answer to in the group chat. And he says he's boycotting WWE and Sami Zayn in Saudi Arabia because of the Israel shit.
No.
And then DB's like, I don't understand. Could you explain it in 1,000 pages to us, please, in this text?
Chet
took him up on it. No, he just said, I'm boycotting it.
Wow.
So he hasn't been watching.
Who's this?
Sammy's boy.
Another enemy of the pod.
Right. Enemy of the pod, Chet Banks, our good friend.
Not to be confused with Chet Hanks.
Right. No, 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 no.
Nothing.
No
relation.
Zero.
Zero.
It's not an alter ego.
They're both circumcised.
Right.
But No, he's like the reason we got into wrestling. An old friend of ours, okay. Childhood friend.
Gotcha.
And he's like never stopped watching.
Has he ever guested on the pod?
He's called in.
We've done. I'll promote a previous episode that I enjoy. We did a live watch where we set up the mics while watching.
Oh, right.
SmackDown.
He was in person there, yeah.
And he was actually in person on the episode.
Oh, right. Wow. But he had laryngitis.
It was good. It was a fun app. It's edited. You
does
know,
he
it's
have
just.
A, is he does he have a face for radio?
He's a handsome guy. Doing
handsome guy.
Oh, okay. So not a face
no,
for
not
radio.
Not a face for radio.
Not yeah. like my face.
Right.
Whoa, you're known as Silver Fox in some circles.
Heyo.
That's just mostly referring to my pubes.
Whoa, way.
Oh man.
I guess a lot of people see your pubes. Right. That's why are you. I mean, I guess that's fine.
He rocks them out.
Yeah, that's fine.
He rocks out with his pubes out.
Trying to start something new. You know, women get to show cleavage. Why can't I show a little nut?
Jesus.
Why can't I just have a little nut out?
A little gum.
A little
you
gum.
Ever do that gum joke when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah, that's a classic.
I do it now.
My nuts were so white that people are like, that doesn't look like gum. They're like, clearly that's your sack.
But gum is, I think, more white than sacks.
No, like most gum is like pink, you know?
Well, it depends.
I feel like most
bubble
gum is white.
Guess. Yeah.
Well, although, yeah, you're right. I mean, what we're referencing with that is the classic, like, bubble gum, the pink bubble.
Right.
I think I'm going to give it to DB on this one.
No, you're fine.
No, because most gum is white.
These days.
These days.
But when we were doing that was long before, you know, what?
Take five.
Eclipse.
Orbit.
What it's like to chew five gum.
Sorry. It was all zebra fruit stripes and.
Right. Well, I was a big league chew
juicy,
guy.
Or what about the bubble tape?
And the psychos just put the whole thing in their mouth.
And I would just straight up eat it too. Did
you
guys
just
do that?
Swallow,
just
like, yeah.
And
yeah,
they,
yeah.
You know, I understand. I heard the urban legends.
Right,
said,
7 years.
I'm built different.
Right,
I'm built different. Because right. I'm passing it, or I'm passing it easily. Right. I'm digging through. Yeah, I am. My stool. You think I'm not digging through? I'm passing it. Day of.
Do you think
so?
I'm dropped.
If I do in a day what it takes other people to do in 7 years,
right? Imagine.
Think about what I could accomplish. Think about what I haven't.
I'll eat steel right now.
Do you think that's based off of because the gum's sticky or because like it'll stretch out or whatever?
That's an interesting question. Why would that be?
Because it's not. Food. I don't know, you know, because
there's plenty of things that you eat that are not like, you know, bioavailable or like won't be broken down by your stomach acid, you know,
that
you're still
pooping.
Seen a corn kernel?
Right. Right. And you're still pooping.
You know,
out.
It's not, yeah. That's, I mean, that's okay.
Yeah. This is one of those childhood myths.
Childhood myth.
Why do
we lie to children?
Lie to children. Yeah. Yeah.
Like what's the other one? If you swallowed it,
you swallow
really bad.
A watermelon seed, you'll grow a watermelon.
Oh, right. That's
that one's real, though.
That one is real.
Happened to
that
a friend
one
of mine.
It's crazy that the conditions
R.I.P. Craig.
Are, most watermelon are grown in stomach.
Wow.
Right.
That's,
like, go to a watermelon farm. It's not as magical as you think. It smells horrible. Right. It's so acidic. It's just an acrid.
I think it was more like when they didn't want kids to be blowing bubbles out of their ass.
That'd
if you chew it and eat the gum, if you fart, a big old bubble
right,
just
sure.
comes
you
out.
You think that's ever been done
butt.
Before?
No, but I'm tempted to
no, definitely.
Check an OnlyFans.
In that episode of Dave, they like him and Benny Blanco are spreading gum across their assholes and trying to fart
oh, they
to,
are?
To blow a bubble. Yeah.
You love that relationship.
Yeah, that's a good that's a Chuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big shout out to
so
Benny Blanco.
Benny Blanco. I don't like Benny Blanco.
No? Well, he stands with Israel.
I don't know his position.
I'm sure.
But he had a New York Times article about his like sick dinner parties.
Oh, really?
And I'm really jealous because I feel like I throw a good dinner party and I'm like, everybody can get a fucking New York Times. Like the lamest people. You see like Jack Nicholson's daughter, Lily Nicholson, had like a... Like
oh,
a,
I, think
I had like a style, New York Times style thing about her. It's
right.
Like, what? She's like writer, director, actor. Like no, 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 no.
Right.
You haven't
right.
done fucking. It. I'm all of those too. Astronaut.
Right, right.
I could be. Give me fucking.
Give me a space suit and a rocket.
Give me the rocket.
Right, right.
You think I couldn't get up there?
Right.
You think I can't push a button?
Right,
oh.
right.
Can't float? Right. Pee in a fucking tube?
I mean, this dude's fucking digesting gum.
Yeah, exactly.
Of, like, day
space
of,
food, no problem.
I'm right. Yeah, exactly.
Tang? Tang?
Yeah, I don't need, like, what?
All right.
How do they shower in space?
I don't know. You're the space guy.
Wet,
I don't
wet
know.
Wipes.
Wet wipes.
You think it's
a
wet wipe time?
That's a good guess. I think. What else?
What? That you don't think they have a tank of water on the ship that they have?
Like
little...
the, does
well,
the...
And what, you just like float around with some water and hope they run you run into some water?
Well, you don't have to float. You're not floating the whole time you're in space. Don't they have the button that makes it so you're stationary?
There's no artificial gravity in existence. That
think,
just
you
blew
think
my
you can
mind.
Like go like... Clang, clang.
Yeah.
What do
no,
you, Sammy.
Activate
what
the
do you mean?
Activate the fucking
the
magnet system. Yes, you're
those,
floating. That's
for
the whole
year,
thing.
Some of them are
yes,
up there for a
for
year.
Yes.
So they're just floating.
No, for a year.
For
and
a
they
year.
Develop space
floating?
Madness.
And they're floating for a year. Well, that's why they measure when astronauts come back.
Right,
they did the extended space stays. They wanted to measure what happens to your body
right.
when you're floating for a year
right.
and you lose bone density and muscle mass.
Right.
Because
there's
no,
all those movies,
it's probably
walking
good for
around
back.
The spaceship.
Well, because it's not
because
that, it's not that easy to do
in
floating
an alien
like
or walking around.
Because it's
yeah.
assumed like all that, those futuristic
right.
ships
and
have
like
artificial gravity.
Presumably,
we
if
don't.
We were to do some great, you know, very long distance spacefaring vessel, it would need to have something like that because. You know,
you can't
we
float
would lose
forever.
Bone density.
You probably don't even know what a star
you
know,
all
is.
All your muscles would atrophy. Probably.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And we cannot figure out artificial gravity. We're working on it right now.
Yeah, I've been working
with
on
using,
it.
You've
been,
with,
yeah.
with using a centrifuge. You know, like a
Elon,
spinning.
I thought Elon.
Right,
but
it out. That's actually yeah. If you ever been at a carnival,
yeah,
that's artificial
right.
gravity.
right,
if you
right.
think about
the,
it.
But what they're finding in their research with artificial gravity is that it makes humans insanely sick.
Right, just like at the carnival.
Just like at the carnival.
Just like at the carnival.
Yeah. If you've ever seen, a kid throw up a bunch of, you know, Cracker Jack
funnel
kernels,
cake,
funnel
right.
cake.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
a that's a snack that hasn't made it.
Cracker Jack.
Like
Jack.
Who's
I mean,
where's
it made
at?
It the long. It has more longevity than anything in America. I feel like Cracker Jack's been around
yeah.
since like
right, but like our generation time. Weren't like damn,
they're
we got
dying.
That Cracker Jack.
I mean, when I was a kid, I wanted
I'm
the prize.
Sure. Yeah, I wanted yeah. the prize.
You wanted the prize.
I wanted
but
the prize.
That's the same
and
thing
the
in a cereal.
The song.
What's the song?
What was the song?
The baseball song, Buy Me Some Peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Oh, right.
Right.
That's
right.
Right.
I mean, so it'll be there
right.
forever.
It'll be
as long
forever.
As there's baseball, which I think will be probably the last thing we do as a species.
Right, right.
There will always be Cracker Jacks.
I love ball.
Never got into the Jack of the Cracker.
Yeah, no, it's not like a... I'm sure it's dying. I'm sure you're right. I'm sure,
I mean,
like
I would
somebody...
much prefer Cracker Jacks over peanut chew or whatever that...
What
candy is
no,
you
peanut chews are good.
What is peanut chew?
It's just like an old school candy.
Okay, I like the old school candies. You know what I mean? I like the they got
Necco wafers.
You know? Oh yeah, those are so good.
You, you
yeah,
love
I
Necco
love,
wafers.
I was
we love Necco wafers,
just
folks.
Facing
right.
Necco wafers.
what's
necking
another,
Necco wafers.
What's another disgusting? Oh, we got to call him. This is a hot show today.
Yeah, loop him in. Fuck. He's probably starting his own podcast with that guy.
yeah. Hi, I'm starting a podcast. Can you guys?
I'm just calling around, seeing
if
someone wants to do.
If
a podcast.
Anyone wants to talk, I got one mic and my second mic is open, so I'm kind of holding sort of
spent like
forced 16 auditions.
Grand on a studio setup. Are we gonna play tennis or is
that
a myth?
Yeah, well, Peter doesn't have any...
I don't have any kit, I realize.
He doesn't have shoes.
I don't have shoes.
He doesn't have sneakers.
I don't have a sneak. I mean, well,
you don't have
the same thing.
No,
have
not
sne-
with
him. Yeah,
what size are you?
11.
Not 10?
No, not 12
sure?
either.
11 and a half.
I could do that.
10 and a half?
Probably not.
Damn.
Your feet expand. You know what I mean? So you want to give it... If anything, you want to do half a size more with a
tennis
your
shoe. Your feet expand?
So we're not
yeah.
doing tennis.
From like the heat and stuff.
No, we'll go play. Peter will sit on the sideline
yeah,
and drink
right,
good alcohol.
Negronis?
Yeah.
Blasted.
What is a Negroni?
A Negroni is, I believe it's Campari, gin, and vermouth.
Would you put your reputation on that?
I would put my reputation on that.
Wow. While we're on the subject of space and you just making up wild things out your ass.
Right, like that there's no artificial gravity in space.
Like Negroni recipes. Right. Don't you think when the sun is facing New Haven, Connecticut, the
right.
sun's hot, right? And then New Haven will be hot. Don't you think in space in between New Haven and the sun should be hot? DB says it's colder than cold. Can you explain that to me? As a resident of LA?
In the vacuum
right.
of space.
In the vacuum of space, it's so cold.
Right.
Right.
But you're
but
closer
it's like,
to
how
the
come,
sun.
How come it's cold in New Haven?
It's like Wi-Fi?
And
New
Haven, frankly, with the but, sun. Right. But it's kind of cold, and we're further from the sun than we would be in space. So right. how could that
it's
be?
It's like Bluetooth.
I think you're at that point talking about, you know, the atmosphere.
Well,
and
I'm talking, don't put words
be,
in my mouth.
There is no atmosphere, obviously, in space. Right, it's right. a vacuum.
And nature...
abhors, of course, a vacuum.
So we're saying the same thing.
We're saying the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is space talk with Petey.
People who use sayings like that are smart.
Me too. Nature like the other day at the grocery store, the guy's like paper or plastic. I'm like, wow, this guy sounds smart.
This guy went to college.
Yeah, he's whoa, like whoa, cash whoa. Or credit. I'm like, all right,
okay,
Einstein.
All right, hey, stop showing off, buddy. I got my girl here.
Cash or credit, paper or plastic. I mean, that he's just hitting me yeah, like back to back. He's just, like,
yeah, it's Marcus Aurelius up in this bitch.
I'm like, he must be an undercover boss or something. Why is this guy working in a register at Walmart? Do we have any other jokes we can?
When I, you know, I'm bagging groceries for people, I'm just like saying like Sic Semper Tyrannis. You know what I mean?
Right.
And people are like, they're like. Okay. Sure. You're like, you're so sure. fucking dumb.
Right. He's a gibber.
Obviously, thus always
gibber.
To tyrants, dude. Right, come on. Right,
come on.
John Wilkes Booth?
You look at any old Mad Libs recently, Mickey?
Yeah, I found a stack of my old Mad Libs, and I'm surprised that that game is still around. It's so racist.
What is do you it, mean? Why is it? Was it kind of racist?
Yeah, I mean, I looked at my old ones, and it's just filled, brimmed with N-words.
Really? I don't remember
wait,
that.
Wait, what? That's...
It was oh, like, I'm going to...
Stop.
Land the joke. You never hit the punchline.
Well, what is the punchline?
The punchline is at least mine are.
At least mine were. Right. At least mine
just
were.
Just butchered it.
Racist.
Oh, I didn't do that?
You never hit the line.
Oh, fuck.
You said mine were filled with the N-words.
Right.
But, right.
But it wasn't
were
explicit.
They? Well, right, yeah. At least mine were. who was that, DB?
What
just
they
a
want?
Customer.
Male or female?
Male.
They sound hot?
Hard to
sure.
tell. Hard to tell.
Sure?
Yeah.
Yeah? Have you ever watched the show Naked Attraction?
Yeah, we watched it here with
yeah.
Peter and
oh, we did.
Like it. No, we watched it in the buff.
Yeah.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, in the buff.
Yeah, you guys.
Whoa!
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty. We watched some last night, and it's you.
It's
you
on
really
it's on
have
Max,
to
yeah.
white knuckle it. It's so.
It's
just
rough.
Like people being like, "Oh, so there's that's a lovely clitoris, isn't it?" It's like, "Oh yeah, I spend hours down there with that thing." Right. And it's like, oh, "Okay, here we have that's quite a nice cock, isn't it? It's quite a lovely cock. Oh, it is. It's very girthy,
yeah, right.
And I think that's really special. I do like girthy. I don't quite like how big the balls are, the bollocks. The bollocks. Oh, but they're quite a nice shade of orange. Those he's got one bright orange bollock. That's very nice. Right. And you're like, what are you talking about? Yeah, yeah. That looks diseased.
They all look diseased.
They all
I
look
mean, the
diseased.
Human body.
Well, I just
is...
think also it's like. Before we get too deep on the human body, remember these are all English people.
Okay,
the scum.
Okay.
They're not
the
like
earth.
You and me.
Is that
hot take?
They
hot
are the
take.
Scum of the earth. There's nothing to do except drink. So they're just pop round
wretched.
The pub at 11 and fucking have 80 pints. Call it a day every day.
No.
Yes.
There's nothing to do. What do
there's
you
nothing,
what do you
there's
do
nothing
anywhere?
To do. It's
Peter,
cold.
Can I ask you a question?
It's cold. Petey? You can't go outside. You can't go you know toss the pigskin around. They don't even have a pigskin.
Oh, Petey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I bumped into this video on Instagram or YouTube or whatever, and it was this girl explaining how she was like doing an extended study in England,
right?
Most likely London or whatever. She said that on the weekends, the bars are empty because everyone goes out after work during the week, gets like parties, and then just wakes up and goes to work the next day. And then on the weekends, they don't go out to the bar, much like we do here.
Right. There's definitely a culture of like what they call work drinks that is like, it's automatic. Like on a Thursday night, you are going to go get absolutely wasted with your colleagues. And it's like, I can't imagine like working like in an HR department in England. Like they go on these like retreats like to, you know, the Alps or something. It's like every time some like senior partner is like,
oh, well, I think you're wonderful looking. I've enjoyed your work very much over the years.
Look at my orange testicle.
I little après ski in my suite wouldn't be amiss, I dare say, young lady.
And like the HR people are just like, dude, fuck. Like, we gotta stop doing the fucking ski trips because we're every time we're paying out like $1 million
on lawsuits,
on hush money.
Yeah, jeez. Sounds actually fun to work in HR.
Right. It's kind of easy and on level.
But the weekend, does that ring true to you about the empty bars on the weekends?
The thing is, I would say
they're all in the country.
They all have country homes. Right. They all have incredible Georgian estates they retreat to on the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
On the weekend. That's
on the weekend.
On the weekend.
Right. Of course.
You know. And
oh, is that where the band got his name from?
The weekend.
Yes, the weekend.
The weekend.
That's how you have to say it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
it's the British way.
Right.
That's right. No, they drink so much. They're out on Saturday night too.
Right.
Friday, Saturday night.
Right.
Friday, honestly, they're still doing work drinks. So
Friday's work drinks.
Thursday and Friday are classic work drinks.
Right.
Saturday, you know, you'll go and have drinks with your friends from uni.
Right.
Or from school.
Uni. Right.
You know.
Right.
The old Etonians.
Yeah. From college.
I don't even know what there's a college at the university. You know what I mean?
Right.
I was at King's College, Oxford.
Right, at uni.
And yeah. I feel like you could go to a community school in England, but it still sounds prestigious.
Mm.
I mean, yeah, there's like, you know, like Goldsmiths University.
Right.
You know.
Here it's like College like County of Morris.
Right, right.
It's
right.
Like embarrassing to say
Glendale Career College.
Right, right, right. Like
that, no one's college. Wearing that sweatshirt.
Right. But like the English no community college
blazer.
Is like,
yeah.
Sounds so prestigious.
Yeah, well, the accent always helps.
Yeah, yeah.
My friend Harry went to school in England.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
Hogwarts.
How you knew him?
Why would you whisper the punchline?
Because he wasn't really proud of it.
He had difficulty.
I
mean, he got me. I was like,
got
hair.
Me.
I was like, is it Prince?
I thought it was
Harry
Prince
Styles.
Harry.
I thought it was Prince.
Harry. Harry. Right. But yeah. I didn't
let me push my luck on that joke.
HD.
He almost didn't go because he couldn't find the right train track.
That's right.
I feel like if I was on
Hermione,
if I was on Naked Attraction, they would be like, we don't allow. I didn't know they're allowing albino chimps on this show anymore.
That's quite a white penis, isn't it? Right.
Well,
and we've got
so
we've
nice.
Got DB here from New Haven, Connecticut,
right.
And DB is a vape salesman.
They all have
the weirdest. I mean, they have like. There's like two jobs that any of the guys have.
Right.
It's like they're either a joiner or a lorry driver.
Right, joiner
and
or
a lorry driver is a truck driver.
Right,
for those
joiner.
Who don't speak.
Like
a joiner is, you know, you're joining.
Like a welder.
Shit. A welder.
Like
I guess.
Yeah. Some kind of, you know, they're all blue collar.
DB
everyone
to be
on the show, or for the most part, it's all like pretty blue collar. People on the show.
There's not too many doctors.
So it's so
not too many lawyers.
Right? No. Not a single. I mean, there wasn't any. I mean, like what? Maybe you get like a DJ or something. Like, is
well,
like
one
a,
of them was studying product design or software.
Sure.
And
okay,
then one of the
right,
you know
right.
the
kids. Yeah.
The one that we saw with the bisexual. She ended up going on a date with someone who was going to school for law.
Right. Right.
Megan.
Right. 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 Or she wanted to. Yeah. Yeah. She was studying.
Megan and Nymira.
Right, yeah, from Namibia.
From Namibia, Nymira.
But she had
Namibia.
Like an American accent.
Yeah, she was super fucking annoying. Anyway, watch the show, or don't actually.
Or
don't
right.
Watch the show. It's
well,
hateful.
And well, no, it's
body positive,
it's
but
so
somehow
body positive.
But somehow I end up very body negative after watching
right,
it. It's,
right.
The show is very body positive, and I feel like we should maybe transfer our consciousness to a digital thing and leave this flesh now that's cage interesting. Behind.
Right, right, let's get into it.
Yeah. It makes me want to work out for sure.
Yeah.
It makes me want to.
Because you're like, ew, these people are so ugly. And you're like, wait, I'm even uglier than these ugly guys.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, well, that's a bigger woman there. Right, and it's like, well, I mean, not. She's not crazy big. Let's be honest.
She kind of
rocks it actually. So just so we're clear.
Oh man. They just immediately the first thing you know that it raises from the ground up like they show so the faces.
For our Ghanaian listeners.
Well, no, it's not even
for all
right,
of our Ghanaian listeners
right.
out here.
DB, you catch that one for all of our Ghanaian listeners out here.
We're top ten wrestling podcast in Ghana.
In Ghana.
Yeah, right. Ghanaian is what you said.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. We didn't even know that. Right, we were calling you Ghananese. Sorry about that.
It's sorry.
From Ghana.
But for the listeners out there, it's like you know they're it's a dating show, you know, like a dating game show where you pick the person based on like you start eliminating people just based on their naked bodies,
right?
And but slowly over time they
more
they,
of them is revealed.
Is revealed, right?
But the first but part that bottom. Is revealed is their genitalia, right,
right
off the
just
bat.
Just right off the
we're
bat,
not doing
right?
Like a
they're
foot
they're
thing.
Not doing a foot,
we're
right?
We're not doing
yeah.
a leg thing. Yeah, we're saying just, right away,
right? Boom!
That's
just
a,
how
that's
just
a, that's a lovely labia, isn't it?
Right.
How
right,
often just, are there butter faces where they have the most slamming body, and then everyone's like
know,
that person?
To be honest, it's, first of all, again, it's England. So they all look like they're all butterface. They've all been dropped.
They don't look like you and
they
me.
They all got dropped. They all got dropped.
I mean,
their
we
parents
saw
were drunk.
Fucked
fetal
up.
Alcohol syndrome.
We saw
it's
some
just a, it's
fucked
just a, it's
just
100%. Yeah. It is 100%. Not 99. 100%.
That's all.
The whole country.
The whole country.
The whole country.
I mean, even. I mean,
and they make
true.
It work.
I mean, even
they've got an army. They've got nukes.
It is right.
They have. They're a nuclear armed nation.
I mean, it is true. Even the royals like. Are fucking
yeah, they're fucking ugly.
Ugly.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, like oh, Harry, so swoon worthy. Right. It's like this dude, like who looks like a fucking guy outside of fucking 7-Eleven.
Like they would show my legs, but my balls hang so low, they would immediately see my balls, right. And they'd be like, "Oh, this is too early."
Right. Well, no, but
no.
It's
the
not
point is,
the first,
it's the first thing
the
we
first
do is right away to genitalia.
Boom, right to waist height. That's the first reveal.
I would just be fully erect for no reason.
Right. Yeah, that right. Would be well, that would be sick.
They're not.
Yeah.
That
be like,
body,
oh,
I think no. It's,
it
it's,
looks like you know. Yellow is very excited
right,
to be on the
yeah,
show.
Right, yeah,
he's,
I'd be like,
oh, Yellow's he's being a bit cheeky. He's masturbating, isn't he?
I get
he's trying to rub one off right yeah, here on the show.
I just get an erection when I'm nervous.
Right. Yeah. You're not allowed to talk till the end, though. That's like the last reveal. Is like
right.
Your voice.
Right.
You know?
You'll see. You get the right. Face before the voice.
I would have wait. Like once they get to my voice, they'd be like. Hey, my name's TV, right. And I'm really happy to be here.
It is.
Do they have trans
sorry
on the show?
Sorry for my erection.
You know, well, I mean, we didn't see last night.
But I'm sure they have.
I'm sure
done,
they have.
You know,
trans.
We've had some NBs. It's
right. Yeah, some non-binary.
Do they have people of every color?
Bisexual.
Yeah. It's all very, you
it's,
know.
Why are the
it's
black
what's
guys
next?
So
and they have naked
no,
dogs
you know
on the show?
The only thing that they don't have is any rich people. So it's actually really discriminatory against my class.
Right.
I don't having... see myself represented.
No,
right.
So no.
You know what
everyone,
I mean? Because
no one
nobody with
that.
Any money would ever go anywhere near
and
this.
And the black guys are always chosen. I don't understand.
We did see last night.
Every
yeah.
Black guy's chosen.
Right.
Oh, you guys were just watching it?
Last night we
just
watched
watching?
Oh,
wow.
Watched two episodes.
You guys were watching alone together.
Well, with the girls. They were asleep, but
yeah.
When the girls are asleep, the boys will play.
Yeah, right.
No, Sammy.
The girls are asleep. Let's put on Naked Attraction.
Right. Sammy said a funny thing after we were watching it, where he was
like,
I'm
not gay, but my butt is.
I'm not gay, but my butt is. And I said, oh, that's interesting. I'm not gay, but my dick is.
Oh, we got a match. Yin and yang, baby.
Yin and yang.
My friend Harry said that.
It's yin, not ying.
You got to know that it's yin. Because of the Ying Yang Twins.
Yeah.
Where
what?
You
that's
see my
not...
dick. That should have been the song for Naked Attraction. Where you see my dick.
That's the perfect song to use.
Right.
The Ying Yang
so
Twins. It's all coming
the
full circle.
Ying Yang Twins.
Ying Yang Twins. So that's what, you know.
Easy.
Maybe people who haven't had the educational opportunities that you or I have had. Assume that it's yin yang.
Right.
Better that I was hoping.
But you haven't been so privileged
right. to have dropped out of college.
Right. having the privilege.
Having the privilege. Like Bill Gates.
Like Bill Gates.
You know, like Elizabeth
Jobs,
Holmes.
Right. Like we love Elizabeth on the pod. She's a big fan. we just have a lot in common, like you were saying. You know?
Of course. I mean, entrepreneur.
But yeah, yin-yang, obviously, yin and yang.
The yin and
we're
the
like
yang.
We're like yin and yang, yeah. But what yin. Did I say that was funny you were saying? I said something.
Oh, yeah, to bring it back. Let's save his reputation. No, we were watching this Naked Attraction show, and we finished it, and we were all kind of wrung out. We were all sort of emotionally worn down, and Sammy said, I literally would rather just watch hardcore porn with you than watch another one of these episodes. Right. Like, I just think that would be less uncomfortable.
It'd be less.
Like, it's just like
I don't like that show.
The cringe factor is unreal.
And I do like it. I you know, we watched two. I'd watch it. I'd watch one right now.
I mean, that's the sad fact. I'd watch it right fucking now. Right.
It's fun. But yes, there is this feeling of like it's less.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather watch cringe, like a fucking beheading video. Right. Like that's less cringe. Right. At least it's pretty clear what's going on and the roles involved.
I mean, there's just so much whatever, Naked Attraction. Check it out. Everyone check it out. It's on Max. It's now streaming on Max. It's having a bit of a second life.
Streaming on HBO. Of course, it's an English show that's been around for a while, I think on Channel 4.
Are they still producing
or
it or is it over?
I think they are. No, I think this was the newest season that they had on Max anyway.
I think it's the same.
Six.
I don't think anything's changed. They're just they're
right,
not,
but is it new? But how new is it? Or when are they still producing it?
They must be still making it in England.
They still must be making it. Yeah. Because what did we feel like last night, like the episodes we were
watching? There was a reference to Theresa May, which would date it quite a while back.
No, but that's right, but it wasn't a reference like
But I mean it's sort of like that guy doesn't know who Theresa May is unless she's right there in, I mean, I don't know. Like,
no.
He's like running through the fields. He's like, oh, yeah, I'd love to find someone. I'd love to find my Jane to my Tarzan. I'd love to run through cornfields with her, but definitely not Theresa May. What?
What is that? What is
like,
that?
That was a reference. I was like, what? Does Theresa May love to run through cornfields?
Right.
It just feels like a topical reference.
But it wasn't. But it felt. I mean, just the look of it and the. I mean, it's always been body positive, right? But the.
What do they say when someone has a little pee-pee?
The non-binary. There was one small.
And they were snickering.
Pee-pee. No, but they're like just super body pot. They're like, oh, this is a smaller one, doesn't mean. And then they're like asking him, it's before you see his face, but they're like, are you a grower?
Oh, okay.
And he does like thumbs up underneath the thing.
Because
they can't talk. So he's like, oh, are you a grower? Green? They're all colored, they're all in these boxes
so
with different colors.
In an interview with Julie Etchingham on ITV's Tonight program on the 5th of June, 2017, British Prime Minister Theresa May said the naughtiest thing she'd ever done was to run through fields of wheat as a child. The comment was the subject of much parody on the internet and became a meme.
Right. So there you go. So it's a meme. This guy knows. Right. I mean, but 2017.
Okay. 2017.
It could be pre-pandemic.
Look, this can be looked up too. We don't have to guess at it.
Sure. But it's
fun. part of the point of a podcast is to never look things
up.
No,
that's not true. Everyone, we're always looking shit up.
Well, I mean, you just.
And the producer is.
Right, the producer.
But he's gone. He's.
Right. Usually he throws what we're talking about onto the TV so we can.
Right.
So today's voting day.
Yeah.
Voting day here in
New
Haven. New
Haven.
What are we? Who are we voting for?
I voted for.
Well, but we're voting on mayor.
Voting mayor, city clerk, I think, and alderman.
I voted for the lady because I like her politics. What were they again?
Bring them up. They're very funny.
Yeah.
So there's this like insurgent.
Doxer. What's her name?
Wendy Hamilton.
You can't dox the public.
Yeah, no, we're not doxing her.
She's running for mayor
in New Haven, and she's just this like sort of town fixture. She's like a philanthropist, activist, crazy lady.
Would you say she's
like
a real one?
She's definitely a real one. She's a real one. She's old and batty, and sort of walks around town and gives out cards that say like,
"I'm a real one.
I'm a real one.
Vote for me."
And but no, even like in off, like when she's not running for mayor, she's just like out and about, she's out on the town. And her platform was and she's running as a petition candidate, like a
what's her name?
You know, unaffiliated candidate. Wendy Hamilton. What, you want the thing that I read last night? Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, I want Wendy Hamilton's
politics. I liked her politics.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you liked her politics? So and you should vote.
I voted for her.
You did?
Yeah, where's I don't your, have to get the sticker to show off.
No.
Like, the people who get the sticker
yeah.
are anti-democracy.
No, why?
No, it's, you might as well storm the Capitol if you want a sticker. Not true.
What do you mean? You're...
Could I finish? I'm done.
No. Okay, listen. The sticker, it's like a...
I'm joking. Of course. Who doesn't want the sticker? You're better than
it's
everyone.
It's not about wanting the sticker. It's about... If I went to Yale, I would just tell everyone. I voted this right. morning.
Nice to meet you on the street. Hey,
yeah,
I went to Yale.
Of course. I've got a little Yale hat. I want people... Right, you know, I mean, it's because I want to meet other alum. You know what I mean? They're just such a special group. They're such a special group.
To know them better than them.
Yeah. And I just want, you know, exactly.
That too. Well, they are a special group.
I got the
they're a special group.
Special bag of Lay's for you, by the way. It has a ribbon on it.
Oh, what is?
What's the ribbon?
Toys for Tots.
It's like I gift wrapped it.
Oh wow! Well, Sammy opened.
Where?
It, so.
Oh, I see.
What are you, Deef?
Okay, Wendy Hamilton, a retired nurse and activist philanthropist, Wendy Hamilton has launched a second ever and even more riotous mayoral campaign. Yeah. I could do without the editorializing, you know.
Yeah, get into it.
Riotous?
And, yeah,
let
on.
Me decide that.
Hit us with the bullet points.
It's crazy, like, anytime we decide to record, the most annoying people come in or calls. Like,
that guy was my friend.
Like, yeah, that's one of my good friends.
Like,
they're
just sitting there waiting.
It was silent up there. Yeah, what was going on?
They're just sitting there waiting for money to be put on the card. So you're just sitting there I could be back here in the pot.
You should have told him to come back. Oh, you told him to leave.
Eventually,
yeah. You're like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's running as an unaffiliated candidate. Hamilton.
All right, we're talking about Wendy Hamilton.
Right. Hamilton has promised to pressure.
She's got something.
Hamilton has promised to pressure Yale into funding 50% of the city budget by. This is how she's going to.
So she's
going to
make Yale pay 50% of the city budget, which is perfect.
Right. And she's going to do it by shutting off the water supply to Yale's golf course.
Day one.
Ticketing Yale vehicles daily.
Yeah.
Pulling all Yale building permits.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get aggressive.
Ceasing fire department services on
now
campus.
Now, that one I question.
I mean, I love like the platform where it's like, okay, but is what you're saying legal to do? Right. Can you just tell the fire department, like, oh, where's that coming from? Yale?
No.
Don't go.
Don't.
Even cutting the water
down.
Is a little questionable.
Hang up. I mean, hang up.
Handing out tickets is not questionable.
You think burning, right, just burning alive. Hang up.
Well,
hang
yeah,
up.
Because yeah, yeah. if they're parked illegally,
right,
yeah.
Right, and
but then
they certainly are.
Yeah.
Because at that point, but like, and if, well, I guess I'll let you
hold on. Yeah, we'll finish. Organizing a mass strike and boycott and embarrassing the university in the national press.
Is that legal to say or do?
I mean, you can embarrass. Well,
like,
I mean, they can sue you.
Put them on blast.
Know,
no, right. If she's
you know, if she's saying some stuff that's not true, right? If
it's like a threat thing.
It's a threat, right?
It's like threatening to affect their business,
right? But you're putting them on blast. Like,
I don't know. You can say I'm going to boycott you.
Right.
No, that's not illegal unless it's Israel.
Put me on blast on MTV.
Unless it's Israel.
I think he's kind of cute, but he's married to Kim.
Hee hee.
Right. So like, they're just
we do that every episode.
Okay.
Look. It's cool. Right. Yale is this huge moneyed institution, $50 billion.
Well, first of all, they pay our bills.
$1 billion endowment.
And they're in the middle of this like city that's struggling that they're destroying. I mean, they would argue that they're the only reason that has
it
anything.
Exists.
There's anything,
okay.
Right? You know.
You know what? I think could turn Yale around with the city. Yeah. There's this new chick on the scene, Zelda Rowland. And she's running for Yale president, and I know she could turn it around. Vote for Zelda.
Yeah, it's a public vote.
Right.
Yale has opened it up to the public.
Well, we have a lot of Yale listeners,
a lot of high up
Eli.
We're like 50% Ghana, 50% Yale.
Oh, right. Her platform also includes
like the president of Ghana went to Yale.
Her platform also includes declaring municipal bankruptcy on day one in office.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Hiring a new budget director and calling for an FBI investigation into the Board of Alders.
Yeah, don't even get me started.
That is Max's most passionate topic.
And finally,
it's a mafia.
Finally,
the Alders,
right.
It's a gang. It's a gang.
It is.
It's the biggest gang.
You're making
in
light
New
of it?
Right. No.
My city's under attack.
And she didn't say, like, just investigate. She was like, we're calling in the FBI.
Yeah, you know, you can't trust, you know, Connecticut state troopers.
Right, the stadies aren't
they
gonna...
own them.
Right.
You think the Alders don't own
it
Connecticut
been
fucking police?
It
would
have been even funnier instead of
New
FBI if she said, like, the ATF or something. Like,
that makes
it sound like they're really into some shit.
101st Airborne.
The FBI would be like, we're
calling it Interpol to...
The FBI,
female body inspector.
Max and I just watched. Oh wait, just to fit, finally, her last.
The aldermen are
legalize all drugs.
Legalize all drugs. She just throws that in at the end.
Just, right.
Just like last be like, I'm so pissed about Yale and they're taking advantage of New Haven and obviously the alders are so corrupt. Also, what the fuck with the drugs being illegal? Anyway, that's me. Right. I'm Wendy. Goodbye.
And
we're legalizing drugs. All drugs are legal.
And to fund the legalization of all drugs, we're gonna take it from the fire department budget.
Right, exactly.
So it'll all
work.
That's
the drug department. Print out some stickers.
Right.
Yeah.
Those are drug trucks now.
What was the other female body inspector thing we had the other day? Was that DBA?
No, what? Like from Hubie Halloween, maybe?
No, I know what you're referencing, but I think there was some... I don't know. It must be that.
Right.
Let's move on.
But no, I love the idea of putting on your platform things that are almost certainly illegal.
Right.
But then what I think is, if that's the game we're doing, then just you can
really
say fucking
go for
anything.
It.
Then
right.
Fucking
why,
say anything.
Right. Why cap
you
yourself
know what I mean?
like that?
Like,
legalize all drugs is chill,
yeah, I mean,
but
like we everyone lives in Yale now.
Right.
The students are out. They can figure it out. Every resident of New Haven gets free housing in Yale.
In
residential speed limit's now 50.
And it's you know, first come, first serve. So if you've got a hall,
let's go.
You know a dining hall that you
let's
want
go.
Is yours. Just
right,
go grab
right.
it.
Let's
it's
fucking
kind of
go.
It's a supermarket suite. Just
or
go
even
grab
better
it.
Than first come first serve, survival of the fittest.
Or just
fittest,
like
right.
you know right. Or just like no more rich people or poor people. You
did
know.
You get, yeah, I mean, exactly.
Well, we have to rethink that.
A brotherhood of man. Imagine there's no possessions.
Right.
Just I wonder if you can. Nothing to live or die for.
Imagine.
Did you guys ever see the movie Battle Royale?
Yeah, where the kids.
Yeah, with the it's like Hunger Games before Hunger Games.
Yeah.
The Japanese.
It's Asian.
It's Japanese.
Are Japanese not Asian?
Yeah, but it's just like you didn't feel like you could commit to anyone.
Is it based
you
on?
Scared,
I thought maybe
like,
it was Korean.
Oh, it's from the world.
I thought it was
yeah, but you meant like Indian.
That's world cinema. I believe that's world
it's Japanese,
cinema.
Japanese, right? You would love this movie, DB.
It sounds like Lord of the Flies.
No, but it's not because it's there. It is like
call.
It's more like Hunger Games. I think Hunger Games is very much like inspired by it, but it's more like Hunger Games in that this is a program. It's I think in Battle Royale's universe, it's like a way to curb population growth. Is like a high school class is like going on a school trip, and then they like tell them like once they get there, it's like okay, this is not just like a fucking you know field trip. You guys are gonna all fight to the death, and there's gonna be one winner. And one thing that's funny is you get randomly assigned your weapon, which I think is the best part of it.
Yeah,
and there is no. Like playing around with it. It's like somebody has like a fucking Uzi and somebody gets like a hammer. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just kind of like that's what it is.
Yeah, you know.
And then we watch
Privilege.
This. When we watch this battle go down, it's great. It's so fucking.
Did you ever see
sick.
The sequel? There's a sequel. I don't think I've ever seen Battle Royale 2.
Is there a sequel?
Yeah.
Was it any good?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Battle Royales.
Battle Royales. Yeah.
Battles Royale.
Right. That's
you know
that would be. That would
we
be
just
correct.
Take every sequel and make a plural. That's how we do sequels here.
Right. But I'm saying, you know, it would be, it's kind of like attorneys general, right? You wouldn't say attorney generals. You'd say attorneys general. So it'd be battles royale.
Okay. I can see that.
Like,
that's fine.
Like culls de sac.
Is that
multiple
right?
Multiple culls de sac.
Oh, that I didn't know. That one I didn't know.
Yeah.
Culls de sac. That's wild.
Yeah.
That one's wild.
Culls de sac.
I'm more of a cul de sacs guy.
But
Coles I know, but it's not grammarly correct. I get it.
Grammarly.
Oh, cold
shout
days
out to
sack.
No,
like
what?
That. Is that what
cold
saying?
Days. No, he's at cold de sacs.
Cold days. Cold days sack.
Right.
So you put that plural on the day.
On the day.
No one's doing that.
No.
That's pretty inventive.
Cold day sack.
Cold day sack.
Ooh, excuse me.
You burped right into the microphone on a podcast. Dude.
Oh, come on, dude.
I mean, we already released an episode eating McDonald's.
Did we release it?
Not yet, but by the time this one comes out.
How many do we have in the bank right now?
I think three.
Well, this will be the third.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
When do we feel like, you know, it's done? When do you guys call it? Just when you feel it?
You know, we try and get an hour.
How much have we done so far?
We're at 49 minutes.
Oh, really?
Wow. I feel like we're just getting started.
I know. We're just warming up.
Yeah, we're just warming up.
Goes by quick.
Keep going. It does, surprisingly. Not listening to it, though. Listening to it is a slog.
Oh, my God. Some sort of time dilation effect.
Yeah.
What's this?
Nothing like how long do we do this for? When do we know when we stop? You know, I mean, you were asking before, do we even talk about wrestling? We try and go. The rule of thumb has been we try and just talk as long as we can
without having to revert.
And then like when we and then when we sort of are hemming and hawing and umming and liking, we're like, okay, should we get into it?
Well, if we're trying to buy time before we get into it, we go to fan emails.
Yeah, what do we got?
Oh, we got fan emails?
The people in Ghana appreciate this.
This guy says your face looks like a cunt.
What the fuck?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, unsigned.
Who said that?
It's
unsigned?
Unsigned.
Well, what's the email address? Say,
the real mad dog at Gmail.
The real mad dog at
That's
Gmail.
That's Mickey.
I think it's a fan.
Oh, you think it's like a duped one?
That was the email that was sent.
Yeah.
It wasn't sent to the real Mad Dog.
No.
It was sent from the real Mad Dog.
It was sent from the real Mad Dog Gmail to hello@thebadboysofwrestling.com.
Right.
Well, but they didn't like.
We pay $7 a month for that. Do you know what card it's on? It's not on my card.
Do we actually?
We got the bill yesterday. Yeah.
Jesus, I have no idea. I'm sure it's on the
badboysofwrestling.com.
Yeah.
Well, the email.
We should set up a site,
the Google Workspace or whatever. Yeah, we do need a site.
I mean,
we need an Instagram, a TikTok, a clipping,
you know, YouTube,
right? Yeah,
a festival, probably a film festival.
Parade. New Haven should throw us a
you
parade.
Know a comedy festival.
We're also auctioning off all the
merch,
outfits we wear
obviously.
On the show.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
No. I like the clothes I wear.
Yeah, no. I've got some really incredible
that's
boots.
Weird.
They're R13.
Well,
can't
that's
get them anymore,
crazy you feel that way, but also they can't see us, so they don't know. So you just get like,
right.
We'll go to a thrift store, buy the cheapest outfit.
And they'd be like, why does Mad Dog's underwear have so many brown stains every time I get them?
What the hell, dude? I thought we were on the same side.
You got him.
I didn't roast you once this episode.
Ooh. Rinsed.
That's tough.
That one was tough.
I want
to
play tennis so bad.
Like real radio voice.
I was saying the last ep that Sammy has a midnight radio voice.
Sammy
and
got a midnight radio
DB,
voice.
There is an episode that we open the show with like this sort of...
Art Bell. I was copying Art Bell.
You were doing like an Art Bell thing.
Paying homage.
Do you know who Art Bell is?
I have no idea.
Oh, he's the man.
Tell us.
Art Bell was like the first radio host. His first show was called Coast to Coast AM. And then he switched over to his other really popular show was called Midnight in the Desert, which is why I had you say it the last step. But he was the guy who created the first radio show for like all fringe and paranormal stuff.
Yeah, Coast to Coast.
George Noory.
I know that.
Iconic thing.
I know.
Yeah. Who? What? Who?
George Noory, I'm pretty sure is how you say his name. He hosts it now. He took over from Art Bell.
Right.
And then Art Bell was pretty revolutionary in like what he was doing. He got a whole radio antenna. You would like a Mickey like on his property in Nevada.
Yeah,
or
I'm more
whatever.
Of a commerce horn guy. That's a Josh Young joke.
Okay,
right.
Yeah,
and he was just the first guy to have a platform for all paranormal, fringe science, anything strange and weird, and he would do it seriously.
Right.
So like you know if someone. Claim that they were abducted by aliens and the story was like picking up momentum, he'd have them call in.
Right.
Some really famous interviews came from his show. And, you know, it's just one of the shows that you could put on while you're falling asleep and you just bump into the craziest shit, like the craziest people call in.
Right.
And like he didn't believe like 90% of it, but he takes them seriously. So the people have a platform to express themselves and get the story out there.
He had a platform for liars. to get
pretty
out
much,
to,
yeah.
To the nation.
Crazy.
But like, you know,
Space Ghost right. Coast to
sounds
Coast?
Like, sounds like Fox News.
Space Ghost Coast to Coast. Oh, we did spit, right?
Got him.
Got him.
Political.
Right. Topical.
Zing!
Topical. Is Space Ghost Coast to Coast?
Explain
is
that.
Is that based on that?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah. Mm. Coast to Coast AM, right? It was what I was what I said? Yeah.
I mean, I guess Coast to Coast
is a
pretty...
Is a, right, and you're rhyming it with ghost.
Right.
All right, I didn't vote today.
What?
I didn't have the sticker. That's why I went so hard on the stickers.
Will
BS.
The polls close at 8 o'clock. You have plenty of time. You got
but I'm going to play tennis.
Yeah, we're not going to play till 8.
Not going to play until 8?
I couldn't help but notice you didn't answer Fields about...
I'm going to play through.
The buffet.
Oh, I just... My silence was...
Violence.
My silence spoke volumes.
It did. And I didn't answer because he knows I'm going with Zelda and her crew.
Yeah, right.
What?
Well, you missed it.
No, I went.
Oh, you...
And I voted.
And you voted.
And I am friends with Harry Potter in real life.
Who are you texting, Petey?
My good friend, Nanya.
Nanya? Nanya who?
Nanya business.
Nanya cock and balls torture. you guys. So should we get into
Nanya
it?
Nanya Hitler. My good friend Nanya Hitler.
Should we get into
Hitler's
it and wrap
daughter.
It up?
That is right. What's there to even get into? I didn't see Crown Jewel.
It sucked.
Did you finish it?
But I was saying to you, like, I expected mad people to come out during Roman LA night, and you're like, well, no one's there, but the whole bloodline was there. Cody was there. Jay's there.
Yeah, they all had...
Sammy's there.
They, besides, like, I think a couple of the bloodline people, they all had matches.
Right, but they could still show up and help Roman and LA Knight.
Right, but no one helped LA Knight.
Right, I'm saying that's surprising. You would think they would want to make a big spectacle. For a pay-per-view.
What happened? Did Chet say he's boycotting period or just not watching Crown Jewel?
It seems like he hasn't watched
since.
He's
not watching for a week.
Like, I don't think he watched Monday and Friday.
Right. Wow.
And I accused him of signing a multi-year contract with AEW.
What's...
Love got to do with it? What?
Nothing. I don't know. Should we get into it or...
Shut up.
I'm saying, like... All right.
Because you haven't watched it, you don't want to get into it.
No, I don't know. It's just...
That's the name of the pod. Should we get into it?
Should we get into
Should
it?
Should we get into
there
it?
Yeah,
we definitely don't have to get into it.
Should we get into
I
it?
I kind of feel like you're coming from a weird place, though.
No, what do you mean? No. I was just about to ask. I was about to ask Peter, what's your experience relationship...
To wrestling?
To wrestling, yeah.
Basically zero outside of what I've watched with literally this exact group of people.
Right. Well, that's dope. So you're experiencing the best of it.
Yeah, the best.
The best possible way.
The best of the bad boys.
Right. When you were a kid?
I mean, I liked to play the video games, you know?
Oh, yeah?
That's fine.
What do you remember?
Really
yeah, tell us about that.
I remember, you know, it was like NWO versus WWF.
WCW.
Was that for 64?
Wasn't that what Zach was saying? WWF?
Yeah.
Wasn't that what they were called?
Well,
World
right,
Wildlife
but,
Foundation.
Yeah, yeah,
came
yeah.
After them?
Came after them, and now they're WWE. But
right.
but
NWO
was part of WCW.
They were
a faction within WCW, which was a competing promotion. So I think the NWO game was.
Yeah, and I think it was for N64. I think that's probably right. And it was really fun, you know, just like spearing people with chairs.
Hell yeah.
It was really fun. And I remember there was some guy who had like a. I thought he was really funny because he was like not. I found when I was a kid, I thought it was really funny if you weren't anything.
Yeah.
Like there was no shtick.
Right.
You were
just
dressed kind of normal and you just had a normal name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
Mike,
there would be like.
Bob Acklin.
Yeah. Or just, yeah. I'd like, you know, you had like the Undertaker. You know what I
mean? Right.
Like
right.
Mankind. And it's like, right. Oh, God, these guys are so. And then there's like, just like a guy who's like Shane Trill.
Good old Shane Troll.
Shane Troll.
From Albany, New York.
And you liked those guys?
I liked
or
those
you
guys.
Just thought
just
it was funny.
They were so funny.
Right.
Just, like,
what
like,
are you
most
doing?
Most
here?
Normal
right,
names.
Right.
Just, like, and I thought they were great. So I would always play as those.
That you would play with
go
your
go after these freaks.
Yeah, right, you know, right. Like, yeah, you know, really I'm beat them down.
I'm like a guy who got lost and like, you know, was forced into a Speedo, and he's like, all right. Okay, I don't really know. What I'm Peter. Hi. Like,
my car broke
down.
I'm going
to fucking kill this guy.
You played with your brother?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And friends, you know. And right. Friends.
You had friends?
I had lots of friends. Yeah.
Wow.
Growing up.
I had no idea.
Very popular.
Were you good at video games?
Not as good as my brother.
Yeah,
you know. So I was just all. I always lost.
I mean, he's older.
He's older.
Smarter.
Smarter.
Taller.
Taller.
Hunger.
Hunger. Hunger.
Yeah.
That boy's hunger to me. I'll tell you that, buddy. That boy hunger to me. Yes. I don't know if you've seen him without his drawers, but he's a lot hunger than me. Yes.
But outside your your brother's better at being.
Yeah, he was
but,
better. It was better. You know, I feel like he played them more.
Yeah.
You know, I was all as the younger brother. If there was a 1P
right.
video game, I'm watching.
Right.
You know, he's, helping.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, maybe I've got the like.
That
you
is know, every
Nintendo guide to
dude, that
Zelda's
is,
fucking Ocarina
do you think
of
every
time.
Younger brother's experience.
Do you think that dynamic has shaped your life in any way?
I mean, you know what the word I'm looking for? Come
yeah,
on.
I do. Revert.
Well, revert. Yeah, but I'm trying to think. Like, I let Charlie lead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I die. Can't think of the word. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But
yeah, that's crazy.
I still kind of let. I defer.
Defer,
I
yeah, of course,
defer,
right, defer. Yeah.
To my brother on a lot of stuff.
Right.
And he has, you know, but that also is just the dynamic of an older brother. So is that because of the video games or is the video games because of a dynamic that exists among older brothers
right.
across
right.
the world?
Right.
Even if they never played video games. But yeah, he would whip my ass. I had a style of play like a fighting video game where I would just try to find the cheesiest, like, kind of repeatable exploit that was easy to do, just spam it against him.
Yeah.
And so early on, I would smoke Charlie in those because I would find like some like slide move from Sub-Zero or something in Mortal Kombat that is just like unblockable.
Right.
And just keep going back and forth against Charlie on that. But then Charlie will eventually figure out the more complex moves and a more complex like blocking kind of behavior, and then I wasn't really much of a block,
which is
pretty fundamental to fighting.
There's a strategy where you just eat all the damage.
I'm too good. I just keep spamming, I'll win. It's called rope-a-dope.
Right, it's called the rope-a-dope.
It's called the rope-a-dope, but it's very famous.
And Peter invented it. Right. I mean, there are like.
So then at that point, then I would never win again.
Because you're never growing beyond
because
that.
Because I never. I mean, yeah. Smash Brothers, maybe I got somewhere. You know, Charlie
Kirby?
Was Marth. I was Falco.
What about NBA
Jam? Falco
or NFL Blitz?
Captain Falcon.
No, Falco. From,
Star Fox. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was a Captain Falcon guy.
In Smash Brothers?
Yeah.
In the first Smash Brothers?
I don't remember Falco being
in
Smash.
In Melee.
In Melee.
Oh, in Melee.
Okay,
no,
okay.
For GameCube.
For GameCube, right.
Oh, right.
And
I was thinking N64.
Wait, and Charlie would play who?
Marth from Fire Emblem.
Oh.
That's dirty. That's dirty.
Right.
Yeah, he was really fucking good.
Right.
What an uncool name.
Marth. Yeah.
That's my dad's
it's like,
name.
Add an A, and it's like, dude, that's a girl's name. Oh, I don't know. You're dangerously close to sounding like a girl.
Yeah.
Wait, what other games did you...
NBA Jam? NFL Blitz?
NFL Blitz
was so fun.
Amazingly, that was so fun. The whole thing, NFL Blitz.
Yeah.
And it was just like, whoa! Like, there was so many incredible, like,
that
Non-stop. Yeah! And you could just, like, keep, like...
You should get voiceover work.
I know, I should. I really should get voiceover
work. Remember you get on fire?
Oh, yeah.
Looking for an agent?
So
oh, you have to do both.
Yeah, and you could, like late hits and things were, like, so courage, where you'd just be, like, just rock, like, just stomping on a dude long after the game is over.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know what I mean?
I watched a football game with my buds on Sunday night, the Buffalo Bills.
Normal people call it a ball game.
Yeah, the ball game. And there was a Josh... The quarterback, Josh Allen, the Buffalo right. Bills, who...
Of course, dating Haley Steinfeld.
Exactly, which I just found
what?
Out. Right,
what
I just found out.
What a lucky
down. Yeah, dating Haley Steinfeld, which... But apparently there's like... There's
time.
Now a curse on him because... Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
In Paris. Well, in fancy. Paris, you're a fancy guy. You're going to have to tell us that story.
Maybe
this.
I will.
But apparently because of that, he's like... There's a curse on him now because he was this like... really white bread, like all American sort of. He was dating, you know, he was like an all star quarterback in
right.
the past couple. I think maybe last year or the year before was his like first year,
right?
And he was like crushing it, and he's dating his high school sweetheart, you know, like he's and he's like
and
made it.
He's
made it to the big time,
he's
and
like,
he's still, but
he's
still dating,
right,
and now he's
with, now
and now he's dropped. He's gone Hollywood. He's gone full Hollywood,
yeah.
And now he's fucking dropping the ball left and right.
Oh,
you know, like
so he's distracted like, by the limelight,
right,
by this
you know,
fast paced lifestyle.
Exactly, can
she
handle
kept
it,
him
you know?
Grounded?
She, right,
she's
exactly.
Reminded him where he came from,
exactly,
and what he's doing it for.
Yeah,
and what he's doing it for.
Remember who you're throwing this ball for.
Right.
It's
right,
the troops.
Right. It's
the troops,
troops
over
it's
there in Iraq.
Right. It's for the prom queen. It's not for
yeah, it's
Haley
not for,
Seinfeld.
You know, yeah. I mean, is she Jewish?
Right.
Sounds like she could be.
Right. That's not
dangerously again, dangerously close.
Right, right.
Steinfeld.
Yeah,
whatever. I don't know what
yeah,
it,
yeah.
I,
come
we don't
on,
really
Field,
know what her last
Feld,
name is.
Right. Yes, there's a
but,
there's a T.
I
there.
Mean, that's
not related
that, yeah. I mean, tale as old as time.
Right, but anyway.
Tale as old as
but
time.
The reason I bring it up is he does this play. They're like you know, they're close to the end zone and he runs it in.
They
you know, he does a fake. He does like a fake pass and sort of runs it in. And when he does the fake pass, like there's
the
like
rump
the guy, like whatever happens, he just very like easily sort of runs into the end zone. And as he's like just jogging in, he turns to the closest guy on the other team who's
and
like coming at
him
and just points at
which
him.
Which is a classic
and,
NFL blitz
and,
move.
And he just points at him. But we can't see his face, you know, and Jonah. But he gets a flag. There's a flag on the play. And I don't know what. And they're all like, oh, taunting.
What?
He's getting a flag for taunting.
Is that
and I was
thing?
Like, wow, that's a thing. Yeah, I guess that's a thing.
And what, so they lose the touchdown?
No. They don't lose the touchdown, but they have to start
was it
further. They have
taunting?
To kick.
It
was,
goes on
it
your
was taunting, yes. So the flag, and it was taunting because it's not. He's not doing a.
No.
He's
not
doing
a
what's
whatever,
it called? Right,
a
stiff arm.
Stiff
he's not
arm.
Stiff arming.
No, not
he's
line,
just.
Right,
he's
right.
Just
calling
like,
him out.
He's just right. Yeah, he's just like he's jogging
he's
in.
Like, yo,
and
bitch.
Points at
right.
him and like and Jonah is like arguing like, well, we don't know what his face was doing.
Right.
Like if is like is he go you know
like is he
it,
telling
like,
his teammate
is it
like,
taunting?
No, or you'd be like, there's a bee.
Right.
You got
a bee
on your face, dude.
But Jonah's asking everybody. He's like, would it be taunting if he just points with totally deadpan face, just point.
Yeah.
Like is that taunting?
That would,
is
I
more.
Mean, that's
taunting.
Almost
he's
certainly
saying,
the facial expression he did
well,
have.
Well, no, or,
he's not going like,
or is he?
He's
well,
not like,
well, that's no, that's what it sounds like he's doing.
So listen, so right, or Jonah's like, or is he pointing and laughing like that? And then they do another camera angle, and he's laughing in the guy's
oh, he is.
Face.
Wow.
I mean, it could have been also. It might have been like, what if like there was like a rare butterfly or something, you know, or like a you know, I mean, like whoa, guys, you seen that? It's like
right, look at the.
That's a dusky wing right. fucking you know sorrow.
You'll never
moth.
See this again. Like
never,
I'm definitely getting this touchdown.
I'm getting the touchdown.
But
you're seen a lot of guys.
Right.
We're all professional
right.
football players. We've seen a touchdown. We're gonna see a few more.
Right.
That that butterfly is so rare in Buffalo. I mean, once in a lifetime.
Yeah,
maybe once.
That would have been my defense.
So, right.
Yeah.
That would have. Right.
I was
like,
literally
breath.
Pointing at the incredible sunset.
And I wasn't right. laughing. I was
like, this
crying
sunset
from
is
joy.
Just like but, we all need to take a moment sometimes and appreciate the unbelievable beauty around us.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean? You right. get so wrapped up in the Hollywood of it all. That's what he's saying. He's like, look,
right.
I, guys, I've been there.
Right.
I used to live a life that did not take some time to sniff the roses. Okay, and I. And I suck at football now.
Right. Because
so here I am scoring a touchdown, which frankly is a lot rarer than it used to be. Okay. A lot rarer than it used to be. And I'm saying, look over there. Look at how the light kisses the clouds. Okay.
He's just a sensitive man.
He's a sensitive man. And it's, you know, he's been through it.
He's been
through
it. You know
what I mean? He's been through it.
He's been through it. And the fans have certainly
and
been
the
through
fans,
it.
And he's put the fans through a lot.
You know where taunting is accepted?
Buffalo is a long-suffering fandom.
That's right.
It's a fucking terrible place to live.
And his high school sweetheart's the real victim.
Yeah, I apologize to the Buffalo. I know you got a big Buffalo fan contingent. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, Buffalo.
I know a friend of mine once had a wedding in Buffalo. And everyone stayed in a former insane asylum. So that gives you some sense of the beautiful venues
and where you can
of
stay.
Buffalo, New York is like 100% haunted.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they built. It's like, there's not a chance you'll see a ghost. Okay.
Right, right.
You will see a ghost.
You're okay? Sleeping with a
ghost. You are going to be
insane.
They get
bed.
Kinetic. Yeah, okay. Yeah. We don't have sound ghosts here at this insane asylum.
They're going to touch you.
They're going to touch you. They are going to get. They're going to kinetic escalate.
They're real.
When is taunting allowed? Or who gets
in golf.
Oh, in golf?
Yeah.
Happy.
No, I was going to say in WWE.
Oh.
No, golf's like the most professional. Right. You have to be completely courteous and respectful in golf. Right. Unless you're John Daly, who smokes and drinks the entire time he's playing.
That guy looks
sick. No. WWE. It's
all
about taunting.
All about taunting, right.
In fact, you're fired if you don't taunt.
Right. But so anyway, NBA, NFL blitz. That when you're just stomping on the guy afterwards,
right?
That's like,
that's allowed. That's not taunting.
No.
Again,
if you
get kinetic with it,
right?
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's
a full contact sport, right? But if
bring
you're just
him
pointing
back here, let's
and
get him on the pod.
It was so funny. Jonah does this thing, and then they show the other camera angle, and it's exactly
he
what
is actually
called. He's just laughing. Yes.
Got you. Sports.
Right.
It's in the game.
Right. Hell yeah. And what about you still play video games?
Multi-kill. Kilimanjaro.
You ever play video games these days?
What's
the last video game you've really sunk your teeth into?
I recently started to do a replay of the Mass Effect games. Really fun.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Really
good.
Good games. So.
The most recent release, not so hot.
Yeah, though it's
people meme it so much.
Right, it's a re-release of the first three games.
Yeah,
and we just pretend that the fourth one or whatever that was didn't exist. Doesn't exist.
Heavy story.
Yeah.
Heavy story.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2 just came out, so.
Yeah, I've seen some people playing that.
Yeah.
And can I have some of this water?
Yeah, you want a cup?
It. Yeah, sure.
Or you want your own bottle?
Oh,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's Icelandic.
Yeah, your own bottle.
What kind of a pH does our water have? Do you guys know?
Like just coming out of the tap?
No, I mean just like what like this water that I'm drinking right now. Do we know anything about its pH?
Yeah. It's a pH of an 8.4, I believe.
8.4.
And pH stands for pretty healthy.
Pretty healthy.
That's a pretty healthy pH.
At
8.4, it's pretty healthy.
So
pretty healthy.
So what I want to know is, so it's a pH level. Right,
sure.
So it's your pretty healthy level.
Right.
So is a one pretty healthy level still pretty healthy?
Pretty healthy.
Because it's not a health level. We're already saying it's pretty healthy. So
right.
A 1.0 pH, still pretty healthy. An 8.4, you're saying an 8.4, is that right, Sam?
That's
it becomes RH.
But it says pH.
It says pH, so it's still just
so pretty healthy.
There
maybe
are levels.
Not, once you get to 9... You can start talking about RH.
Well, but you're still pH.
Or
a
VH.
It's still a pH level.
When you get to VH.
VH.
When it's the purest of
pure. Yeah.
Well, that's just a different level.
When you're drinking
water.
When you're
right. Like, that's like Diet Coke or something. Like Diet Coke or Coke Zero.
Correct.
Probably.
Correct.
Probably the only two things that would achieve
VH.
A 10.0 VH.
Right.
I mean, yeah. Arizona iced tea probably too. Now that I think about it. Those are probably the only ones.
Right. That have that VH.
That have that level of healthy.
Crown Jewel, not that good.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right here, right now.
Mm-hmm. I watched it. It was a bit of a slog for me.
Yeah.
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 And so the next one, next PPV coming up, or PPL, is Survivor
PLP.
Series. PLP,
PLE.
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 Yes.
Let's get it straight.
PLO.
HPV.
Yeah, no,
I think.
Not the PLO.
Not to be confused with the PLO.
We're not getting into it?
No, we're not getting
Let's
into
get
it. Into
it. No, Let's get into the PLO. Okay, obviously.
No, you
Palestinian
spout some
liberation.
Really fucked up shit. No, well, we can get.
No, we're not going to get into it.
Oh, okay, okay. The PLO. Wait, leave that to what, other what's podcasts. The next one?
Survivor Series.
Every podcast.
Survivor Series.
We're a little different here. Survivor Series. Oh, that's a good one. That's a legacy PLE,
yeah.
You know, from like when we were kids. That's mm-hmm. still around. You know, you don't have a lot of legacy PLEs left. You know, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, probably it.
Yeah.
There's only a half a dozen events.
Well, that's four. No, there's many more.
There's like
but
one
not
a
from
month.
Like when we were kids.
Right.
Like these ones, like Survivor Series, that's been around, you know. I think they dropped it for a little while. But wait, so
Royal Rumble?
The Royal Rumble.
That's been around forever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying WrestleMania,
saying?
Royal Rumble, SummerSlam.
You're saying, no, nothing really remains of the old ones.
Those
just
four.
Named, like,
I named
a
four. I
things.
Named four.
How many were there?
And there's a dozen every year or whatever, you know. I don't know. Come on. This is...
Raw.
Yeah. You know.
Not that good.
No. I didn't watch.
Yeah.
Were there any naked people on
Yeah,
it?
Was there any naked
people? Because we were watching fucking naked people, dude.
Yeah.
In the butt.
Talk about Raw.
Right.
That shit was fucking Raw.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was some little willies. Some hogs, too.
Some hogs.
Yeah,
some
yeah,
impressive,
yeah. impressive
specimens.
Hogs.
But,
a lot.
But
all,
we need to
all.
Talk about this, Sam, because it's the most important thing.
Almost
and we
all.
Left it out.
Yeah.
It's England. No one, pretty
is
much,
circumcised.
Is circumcised in England. So everybody's got... These fucking elephant dicks.
Yeah, they're just.
But they're not
animals.
Not for size.
Right.
But for just, I don't know, aesthetic quality.
Yeah.
They look like. They just look like creatures.
Anteaters.
But yeah,
or,
something.
It's
horrible.
Fucked up.
It's just not a good look.
Yeah.
So circumcised is a better look.
Circumcised
oh my
is a
God,
better,
way
it's
better
a way
look.
More
it's so
iconic
fun.
Look.
Yeah.
Think of a penis. Is that right. what that's what I want to know. In England, when people go like think of a penis, are they thinking of this fucking but the thing is no, because they're thinking
because
of
everyone's
an erect
thinking of a hard penis.
And an erect one looks
is,
basically
right.
the same
yeah.
with
right.
like a little more of you
right.
know, I don't know, an infinity
neck.
Scarf.
Right, a little more
you know. A little shawl.
But they are just disgusting.
They really are.
And
horrible.
I love a dick. You
yeah,
know?
No, I admire. I'm a
juicy.
Great,
I'm a great admirer.
Great admirer. Of
salt,
dick.
Pepper.
But like, not these uncircumcised monstrosities.
Yeah,
they really look
I mean, beggars can't be choosers, but.
that's one of those
right,
fucking
I mean, I'm
phrases.
I'm slogging them
like,
all.
This
the,
guy
right,
fucking
this
went.
Guy.
I like he obviously wears Yale merch all the time, so I know he went there. But then he says things like "beggars can't be choosers," and I'm like, yeah, definitely this guy fucking went to Yale.
Right.
Like I didn't know why I doubted it because he wears the stuff. Right. He's always in a Yale sweatshirt, but. Sometimes I'm kind of like, is he just, because you can buy them. I've heard,
you
I've
can.
Read this.
Yeah,
it's, like,
you
it's not
can.
Easy,
I mean,
but
you
can.
Easy, right.
But
who
it's not
would,
impossible.
And who
it's,
would do
yeah,
that?
And no one,
you know,
no one
right.
would do that. And I, yeah. you know, so I don't think it's happens a lot, but I've read that it is possible.
Right,
so
right.
I sometimes thought, you know, because I thought, you know, Max said, what? Then I was like, so this guy went to Yale? And then he says, beggars can't be choosers. And I'm like, Is that the Bible? You know what I mean? Like, he knows it back to front.
Right.
He just quotes it any part. Yes. I'll just say, you know, Ezekiel 2:2-2.
Beggars cannot be choosers.
Right. And that's exactly right. That's Ezekiel 2:1-2.
That's
Ezekiel
2:1-2.
Nailed it. 2:1-2.
You're
embarrassing me.
Yeah. Right, Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305. You know.
973. Oh, I just called my old Livingston
no, you didn't.
House
Why?
Number today. 973-535-8895.
Yeah.
Who picked up?
Let me finish.
Disconnected.
No.
Should we buy it and make it the hotline for the pod?
That would be
Can
so sick. I don't know. Like, are landline numbers different than cell phone numbers?
I don't know. But also, could we
so.
Not no. get a 973 because we're not in the 973?
Well, but I think if we make
Voice
it a real.
Or
but,
if I buy a prepaid phone at Livingston Walmart or something like that?
Right.
Or whatever.
Well, we'll have to look into it.
We're gonna look, I need a dossier.
We need the hotline. We need the hotline. Bad Boys hotline. Can I finish hotline? Let's get into it. Should we get into it? Hotline.
Right.
So outside of the video game, nothing. You and Charlie never watched WWE. Never watched Sting come down.
But you guys wrestled.
Oh, they were wrestling.
They're still wrestling.
Could you see yourself as wrestling a professional
with,
wrestling
with like our place in the world? And, you know, that
could you
obviously
could you see yourself?
You know, wrestling with identity,
Peter. Could you see?
I don't think you ever stop grappling with that foe, with that particular
preach.
Foe.
Could you see yourself as a professional wrestler?
Could I see myself?
Could
as
you
a
see yourself
wrestler?
Doing it and enjoying it? What would be your shtick? Or your gimmick?
I think it would. I just feel like I would just get injured really quickly, and then everyone would forget about.
All right, but let's say you're in fucking top shape.
What you're saying is not right now.
I mean, everyone gets injured wrestling. That's part of being
that's
a wrestler.
Part of being
wrestling. Yeah.
Right. Let's say
but
you're.
Do you,
you're,
do you
you're
think
invincible.
You'd have a good angle?
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, Sam and I were talking about.
I think you would crush the promos.
I think there could be a lot of fun to be had in being a heel. There's just more comedic potential in being a heel, sure. And so just you know, do something like that. Just kind of you know, I could.
I mean, you're already shitting
know.
On Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, I would just be like,
I'm just
would,
such a natural babyface.
Right.
Know I can do
that's
that.
True. That's true. I would be like a Palestinian guy.
Right.
How
right.
fucking insane.
Well, dude,
they would shut the whole thing down. They right. would honestly, like, Israel would fucking bomb.
Well, no, not necessarily because they would. No, they not would. Necessarily because they. I mean, they don't do this in 2023 anymore.
The Syrian guy pretends to be what he's like a fucking. He's like a redhead. Or
right.
Something.
Well, he. Right.
He's not gonna. He's not coming out as you know.
No, but he
pro
comes
or,
out on Twitter as that shit.
What? As Syrian.
Yeah, no, and no, as like a
but he's
anti-Israel.
A bitch, he said he wanted to go to Saudi Arabia and, think
and then he did.
Him, and he shows
and
up.
Then he,
and
well,
then
but
he
went
did.
To Mecca. He went to Mecca, though.
Right.
Like he went, it was like very emotional.
What's
he came out,
most
he spoke Arabic.
The amount right. of milligrams like, of Percocet you've taken at once?
I don't know if I've ever taken Percocet at all.
What
I
about
meant
just like opiates?
A couple of those boys.
Couple of what boys?
I don't know. Big boys. I feel like I was 80? Really...
A couple of 80s?
No, I don't know. They were... My dad got back surgery or something.
Okay.
So whatever he was given,
yeah.
he didn't you... finish it. So right. then I just fucking... I was basically, you know,
chewing
in a warm bath for
yeah.
12 hours.
right.
Well, someone's got to finish these.
No,
you don't want
to throw them away.
Waste yeah. not, want not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Waste not.
Waste not, want not?
What?
What the fuck? Fuck,
guys,
dude.
Guys.
Jesus.
I told myself
Christ.
I wasn't going to show off on the spot.
No way. That's so insane.
But the fans love it.
Yeah, that is just.
I do it for
like,
the fans. I do
know,
it for geez, my Ghana boys.
I never even want to think to say that. You know what I mean? Like, because also it's got an alliterative quality. You know,
right.
with like the
it's
W waist.
Yeah.
I knew
want
what I was doing.
Not,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It has this kind of
yeah.
poetic structure.
Totally.
That is just something that it. I did not go to Yale.
No.
You know what I mean? So that's
decidedly
just
not.
No, that's
I'm
not true.
Right.
I mean, well, it is true. I mean, it's,
no,
you know, it's
so
sad.
Hard on
and,
so hard
you know, it's right. sad, but it is
yeah.
true. I
yeah.
mean, unfortunately, you either did or you didn't go to
right,
Yale.
Right.
You know, it's not one of those things that, you know, if you, I believe like, hard
you,
enough,
I
would
No,
I'm
I think
there.
You went to Yale. Come
yeah.
on.
I don't think so. I just don't know. I don't
the
have
Bible
the
always says, never pass on a hog.
What? This person did not go to Yale.
What?
Never
this
pass
person,
on a hog.
That's,
this,
dude, that's from Corinthians.
Never pass on a hog. Right. That's Corinthians.
I thought that was I thought that was Deuteronomy.
No!
This guy did not go to Yale.
This guy
you
did
see my
not
motorcycle outside?
Yeah, I did.
It was sick.
That was very, very cool.
Your words, not mine. Thank you.
Yeah, very, very cool.
Are you talking about PLO?
But you never, yeah, we were for a second. You never watched wrestling. I just don't
I didn't
understand.
Watch
you
did.
I you know there were
you
times
did.
Where
I didn't get a cell phone until 31.
Something might come up, or but it just wasn't really you know very much of a household that thought it was like really cool and smart to point out that it's not real,
right?
Right? Mm-hmm. So like really annoying
yeah.
household that's
yeah.
like,
right.
Yeah. You know it's all made up, right?
Right.
And it's
no,
like,
my
oh,
my God.
Cool. This,
right.
You know what I mean? Like,
you know it's
when
fake,
I was
right?
Like, when
you're
I was
a
like,
kid.
When
right,
I'm like
when
11
kid.
Or something,
yeah,
that
like,
felt like the smartest.
So mature.
You
right.
know, and I was kind of like, I don't really, I prefer novels, which are real.
Right.
I prefer reading the literature of Jane Austen, which
right.
absolutely happened.
Right.
Those characters are real.
Right.
It do be like that.
They live in all of us.
I just remember when playing one video game with my older brother.
Yeah.
And even if when we had the
EB?
Even when we had the manual, it still made no freaking sense. And it was Metal Gear Solid.
Oh,
like
yeah.
we would be trying to beat Metal Gear Solid and I would have the manual and we would both be like, I don't get this. Like
right.
it's just not
it
happening.
That was a challenging
that was
and
a tough
tricky
one.
Game and it had some cool things where it would read your like you're like
Psychomantis.
You're like Psychomantis would like read your memory card and say like, "Oh, I see you've been playing like this racing game." And
what?
You'd be like, as a
what?
Kid, you'd be like, yeah. you'd be like, "What the?"
So what?
It's like supposed to be like
DB,
here's a psychic.
How you, DB,
eye.
They used to call me Silent Snake.
I DB. Believe it.
But it was a big moment. It was like one of the. It was like that's like a huge freak out moment.
Well, the way to
mass
beat
suicide.
Him, the way to beat Psychomantis. What happens is he would like read your memory card, but also you would affect your controller.
Right. He would like switch
so you would
up,
have to switch into
right,
player port two.
Would, right. Exactly. Exactly.
What?
To beat Psychomantis. Yeah.
Well, that's but that's cheating.
No, but
no,
it's,
that's
you
how
do what
you
got to do. That's
or that
you
is
him.
How that yeah. you can't. Do it without doing it.
No, he would
that.
Always affect your controller.
I mean, I think there is a way, like, you know, I think things get reversed or something like that. And
so,
if
yeah,
you were,
you
like, really,
it.
Really adept,
right.
you might have been able. But, like, for the most part, everybody knew this thing of just, like,
you just
put it
switched
into
the port. Right.
Yeah.
Put it into
well, could you play in Wait, port two the whole time before that?
I think if you were.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
So
or
it sounds like
it,
it's supposed
it on to. P2, you know, we'd grab it wherever the controller was plugged into, so then you'd have to
right.
do the same thing.
But
right.
the creator of that game, Hideo Kojima, is very famous video game developer, and he was like just ahead of his time, thinking like that outside the box
That's
about
cool.
video games.
Yeah, but you've never
the
heard
most,
of Hideo,
also
Hideo
real
Hideo Kojima?
Man.
Hideo, sorry.
Hideo? You never heard of him?
Yeah, he's a brilliant guy.
Really?
But the most recent game he released was a little rough.
I mean, brilliant, but he didn't go to Yale.
Did you did
didn't
you
go
look?
To Yale. I didn't think he got in. I think he applied and didn't get in.
Wow.
Big believer of never pass on a hog, though.
Never pass on a hog. MGS. Was
big
that a
believer
first
of 6 million
Metal
being
Gear Solid.
Way
yeah, I mean, it's a
it's
third
person.
It's a third person.
Espionage, spy game.
You know, kind of invented a lot of the tropes of, like, sort of sneaking.
Stealth.
And, like, you know, people having, like, cones of vision that you had to avoid. And, like, being at
detecting,
like, higher alerts.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, when someone, like... You know, finds you like there's like a little exclamation point that pops up on their head.
Okay.
Like,
so like GTA.
Yeah.
You know, right.
So many classic sound effects.
Yeah. So many. I mean,
like
incredible. Spider-Man. He's the outside of the Nintendo Mario guy who name eludes me, but
I forgot his name.
Probably the most famous video,
video
game,
maker
of
all time.
But Death Stranding
Yakuza
was
Jamaica,
like,
I believe.
Yakuza Jamaica yeah,
was way over people's heads.
Or it might be Jamaica.
His most recent game.
What was the
Death Stranding? Norman Reedus was the star of the game,
and I believe Mads Mikkelsen was the villain.
He's in
really?
It.
Wait,
yeah.
is this not a bit?
Huh?
This is not
Death Stranding. Was Norman Reedus?
This is a
that
real
is a real thing.
Thing. How old is this guy?
Hideo, he's in
his
50s.
50s
or
60s.
Whoa.
Hideo, I don't
Hideo.
Yeah. Hideo.
I keep saying it wrong.
No, you're saying it.
He would say my name wrong, too.
What did
He'd
you
be like, DB. DB, you bring great dishonor to my video game.
We love,
and I'd be like, I'm sorry.
This is what the Ghanaians are. They're like, I love the wrestling stuff. Obviously, I mean, it's top 10
top
for
10,
wrestling.
Right.
But I love it for the kind of not good Asian impression.
Right. Yeah.
Number 10 for wrestling in Ghana.
Yeah.
Number one
for
poor
Asian
accent.
Yeah.
Oh,
you bring great dishonor.
Shout out to Ghana. You guys,
shout
we love you.
Please.
We're coming.
We
please
love you.
Please keep listening. Yeah, we're good. We're planning
coming.
Our tour now.
Okay. Max is in full
what
brown
is
face
the capital
right now.
TB has to get a passport,
What's
though.
What is the capital of Ghana, guys? Can anybody grab it? And I don't want to see any phones out.
Bangkok. No.
I don't think it's Bangkok. That, but
you
I'm
know it.
Is,
you know it.
I don't know it.
Oh. You don't know
Ghana
it.
City.
But I would know it
Ghana
if I heard
City.
It.
Right.
Ghana.
I'm pretty
Ghana.
Sure it starts with an A.
Okay.
Armenia.
Well,
I just have that feeling. I think it's
Atlanta,
like
Ghana.
Atlanta. Well,
no.
Atlantis.
No, it's
Ariana.
It's like
Samantha Plummer.
Maybe I'm thinking of Addis Ababa, and that's why, which is the capital of Ethiopia.
Right.
Addis Ababa.
It doesn't matter. Like, the capital's in our hearts.
Accro, I think.
Accro? You're going to, that's what
I
you're
think
going
it's something like
right
that.
Now.
I don't know. That's what my guess is.
I think
know.
It's Big Ghana.
Accra, or something like that.
Ghana.
I think it's Ghana. Be fucking sick when we get.
Yeah,
there
you go.
I think
that's...
it's gonorrhea.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get mad gonorrhea.
We just dropped to number 20.
No,
I know.
They love
no, they like that.
Gonorrhea is not
they
chill.
They love it.
Like
they
gonomania.
Love, they love Max's.
First
I think
of all,
it's Ghana.
I call it the Republic of Ghana because that's officially what
okay,
it
sure,
is called.
Sure.
Respectfully.
ROG.
And their flag is sick. It's fucking Rasta.
Yeah, Rasta
flag
flame
with
a Rasta
yeah.
fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jizawa, Jamaica.
Like, and Accra.
Accra.
Oh,
is
nice. Good job, Peter.
Yeah.
How did you fucking go?
why would you?
Why would anything?
Why would
anything?
Not?
Why do you probably know some of the dumbest shit
you're right.
in
yeah,
the world?
I know, but that's not dumb. Like, I just
yeah,
don't
okay.
like that you know that.
This is because
fact,
I didn't go to Yale.
In fact, I'm not going to have you back on the pod.
I didn't go to Yale. So I've always been playing this catch-up game.
All right.
I think only people went to
it,
Yale should know
it.
Stuff.
Spell it.
I want to say it's
A-K-O-N.
Just A-C-R-A.
A-C-C.
A-C-C. All right. There you go. So.
Yeah, you know me.
Accra. Accra.
Cool. So we're coming. We're coming.
We're coming. Yeah. We're coming to Accra.
We're going to be there
yeah.
real soon.
We're going to be there. I think, what is it, guys? In February, we're doing a show in
February.
Accra. Is that right? In February, we're going to be doing a live show at the Regent Theater in Accra. Downtown Accra. And
I heard
we've got a couple of special guests.
Great restaurants, I heard.
Yeah, we have some different guests.
We have some really great guests. Kwame Anthony Appiah.
Yes.
Of course.
He confirmed.
Kwame Anthony Appiah is going to be joining us
to talk about
ethics and shit like that.
Wow.
So, you know, one of the leading lights of Ghana.
And you guys won't
Kwame
believe
Anthony
it.
Kwame Anthony Appiah.
You guys won't believe it when Kwame busts out his Asian accent is
phenomenally bad. Yeah. It's like he's never heard, right, like right. much less met an Asian person. He's like never seen a movie with an Asian person. Completely
no
untethered.
He sounds like a guy from 1950
so
Bronx.
That's one of the big reasons we love him, and he's been a big supporter of the show
from day one. His
day
one
financial supporter.
You know, he pushed these guys to really.
He does our $1,000 level Patreon.
You know, obviously
not enough for you guys to sign up for.
I think he, you know, has lectured at Yale. Obviously, that's how we know him.
Of course, he comes.
We
by
were
whenever.
Supposed to come later on April 20th, but me and DB couldn't decide why on April 20th. We had different opinions. I wanted it because of the weed day.
And why did you want it, DB?
Because it's Earth Day.
No, it's not. You call Columbine anniversary Earth Day? That's sick, dude. That's beyond the
that's
pale.
What you...
That's beyond the pale, dude, even for you. Even for a real hog magnet like yourself.
Never pass on the hog.
Never.
Corinthians.
All right.
Oh, sorry, Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy.
Should we do more clapping to phase out? I want to play tennis so big.
Okay,
it's
right,
okay if
right.
we don't, though. I understand.
No. It's
my
time
life's
to
a joke.
It's time to wrap it up. We even talked about wrestling.
We've already talked
briefly.
About wrestling. I mean,
I know.
You know, my history.
I'm
of
saying,
wrestling.
Yeah, no,
so
which
we,
is great.
We,
che- which
we checked
is great.
The box.
Yeah, we checked it.
Logan what Paul's up? Your new USA Network champion.
Right.
Right. Taking it over from the show Suits.
Right.
And right,
he beat Suits.
Fair and
I mean, he got him. Not even
was there a belt change last
him.
Night? I didn't finish the app.
There was definitely not a belt change.
Oh, but they did bring in at was it last night or at the Rumble where they brought in that new Asian girl?
That was at Crown Jewel.
At Crown Jewel, this new Asian girl comes out of nowhere and helps out Io against
who is
Bianca.
She?
Forgot
she,
her name.
She's like the.
I
they
guess
call
she
her,
was on the roster a while
yeah,
ago, and
but
made a
she's
return.
Been New Japan.
Oh.
And she's something pirate, like the haunted pirate or something.
Oh, that's cool. Wait, what happened with the Rhea five-way fatal?
Rhea one. But,
right, but was it sick? No. Okay.
Interesting thing is, you know, Io and Bailey, who are partners, have kind of had like some beef going
here and there. Yeah.
Now this girl, this pirate girl shows up and they announce that her last match was getting destroyed, pancake, if you will, by Bailey.
No.
So now Io's old best friend shows up, and like she's kind of on the outs with Bailey. So that seems like a sick angle to
take,
right?
Yeah.
But who knows? It's all speculation at this point.
Right.
But I've never been wrong once in my life.
The rematch was fine. Mid.
It was fine.
Mid.
I mean, mids for me.
Yeah, I don't know. It was so bad, the pay per view.
Real, and nothing rose to the level. I mean, the Logan Paul match was sick.
Honestly, I was very surprised at how mids that was.
Really,
there was really no high. I mean,
no viral moments.
No, there wasn't anything too high flying or too crazy. Right. And like, I feel like it would be in my memory.
Yeah.
And like,
well, Logan's boy showed up and gave him brass knuckles
again,
but he instantly got kicked out of his hand.
Right.
But then at the last second, he got them back. And
right.
Well, what doesn't make sense is how it happened. So he had the brass knuckles. They get kicked out of his hand. Santos, his boy, goes to get the brass knuckles to give back to Logan. Santos jumps out of the crowd and steps on the
sick
brass knuckles,
yeah,
right? Then he goes to chase Logan Paul's boy, and he's holding the brass knuckles.
Yeah.
And he leaves them in the ring.
Mm.
And
well,
then
right,
Logan,
right,
you
right
know, mistakenly leaves
right
them in the ring.
Right.
And then Logan,
well, he's preoccupied.
But the whole point...
Interesting. Maybe
yeah
Santos...
did it on purpose.
Right.
Say it to me, Santos.
Right.
Hi ho, hi ho, hi ho.
And nothing... And you finished it. L.A. Knight.
No
Roman
special guests. It was crazy.
Roman.
Even though the whole bloodline was there.
But so Roman just beats him fair and square?
No,
clean
Jimmy. Win. Jimmy interfered.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy showed
interfered
up and did some shit.
L.A. Knight was going to pin him, but then Jimmy got Roman's leg up on the rope.
Right.
Classic.
And then,
right.
The hijinks ensued, and L.A. Knight lost.
Right.
I love when there's not a clean win.
Yeah.
What are your guys' opinion?
I hate
don't
it
even.
All right. Let's all right let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Thank you. What a
thank
special
you
episode.
Wow. Special.
Wow.
This was
our first.
Thank you so much,
I mean,
for joining us.
I mean, this was our
first.
Our forced. Like we
in
we
the
did
studio
the live right in the studio. This is our first full length
at Bad Boys HQ.
Get
wow
guest
huge
appearance.
Huge,
like we've
huge
had other people
honor
come in for a few minutes.
Right.
We've
people
done the we did the live,
in
we did phone ins.
Yeah, but
we've had
never,
know, but not a full
really
episode.
Really, basically a fourth mic.
Right, right.
We'll never have mic a woman in here again. I'll tell you that much after last time.
Right,
there was
you
a woman.
A, yeah, yeah, yeah. You, ooh, we'll play it for you, Leanna, our manager at the Juice Box.
Comes in here, just starts attacking
she comes
my character,
in, destroys Max.
Oh my god! What's crazy is like Max cried after the episode.
I wasn't crying, but I was very upset.
He was tearing.
I was tearing because I remember the Holocaust happened.
Right, and that's just yeah.
Don't do that.
Epigenetic. So squeaky and loud. Yeah. This
all
is
right,
all
well, thank you.
Terrible audio.
It's all right. We're cutting
all
this
trash
all.
So hey
doing that.
We're cutting this back end.
We are?
What, where we're thanking me?
Yeah.
Oh,
hold
right
on.
No,
what? We're
going to
cut the part thanking
no
me?
Thank you. Thank you.
No,
thank you. Thank you.
No,
thank you.
I
want to
play
all
tennis
right
so bad.
Okay. So how do we write? DB's good at this. Say thank you. Do
are aliens real?
Thank you guys.
Don't
for
bullshit me.
Thank you guys for
yeah? You
yeah
really
fantastic
mean that?
Anytime.
You really
me
mean that?
Anytime you
please
want
did
me
you
back,
enjoy
I'm
yourself?
In. I had a great time.
I had a great time.
I feel like when
time
he first came
covered
on, he thought he was better than this and us.
No.
Right. He
no,
was
I never did.
Little,
I honestly thought
he was,
I thought I didn't have it.
He was
no
being a little
and it turns
brusque
out I
he
do.
He was better.
I'm better than you guys.
You got
holy
to get the gas.
Shit.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's
oh
like when Zelda
God
the other day was or last night was like, oh, I'm starting a podcast. I'm like, she's going to crush us.
Right, right, right.
I was
right
like, fuck.
Yeah, yeah, great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go do my thing. Better
right
than me.
You're better than me. Thanks. Yeah. No, yeah, no. At first, you were being a bit brusque.
You think I was brusque?
Yeah.
You were being a little brusque.
I was
brisky,
hibiscus brisk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
hibiscus
you,
brisk with
you know
lobster bisque.
Right.
Tune in next time for how we met Haley Steinfeld in Paris.
Oh.
Cliffhanger.
For the next
yeah
one.
Yeah,
that's
love
that
a good cliffhanger.
We have you here all week, so
that's right
we should record
I mean
another one.
I'm happy to, you know. That's an incredible story, and there are some unexpected cameos in that one.
What?
Other kind of famous hot people.
Whoa. Oh, and we got to get the throat singing.
Oh.
And
yeah,
the
no, okay
other
next
thing.
Yeah,
how, what
and
have
we
what
got to get your hysterical, but now I can't watch him in movies anymore. What's his
Michael
name?
Keaton.
Michael Keaton impression.
He wants the mic.
But I can't watch Michael
can't
Keaton
watch
now
Michael
after
Keaton
you did that.
After your impression.
I just can't take him seriously after hearing your.
When did I do a Michael Keaton?
You had like that dinner, political dinner with him.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
right,
doing like that in Philly. The
you
kids
know,
in
you
Philly.
Know, you know, as kids, I mean, you know, we didn't
they
have
want
it. We had
to
a pretty rough, you know, we had a pretty, it was a pretty rough kind of thing, and they didn't care about all this, you know.
Wow.
They
dude,
didn't care
that's
about
good
all this kind of.
Are you in Beetlejuice too?
I mean, I'm
the
in
Rise
talks
of Beetlejuice?
I'm in talks, of course, my agent, but it's, first of all,
it's so political.
I'm
so
on strike.
Right.
Right.
True.
So I'm can't really talk
so
about
I'll do it.
Can't really talk about it.
I can't really talk about it. But let's just say I would be a producer on it, and in my producerial capacity, I'm thinking of hiring me.
Can you say that as Mike Keaton?
I'm thinking of hiring as me. Okay. Thanks.
That's pretty good.
All right. Aliens are real, yes or no? It's a simple question, DB.
Yes.
Yes, you understand the question I'm asking, or?
That's exactly right.
All right. How come you guys aren't clapping with me? Good night.
Good night.
Cut it.